KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, University of Iowa redshirt junior forward Cordell Pemsel announced on Friday that he submitted his name to the NCAA transfer portal and will depart the Hawkeye basketball program. In a statement, Pemsel said, "I would like to thank my teammates, coaches, and fans for a memorable 4 years at the University of Iowa. I'm grateful for the support Hawkeye Nation has shown me through my many difficult times. With that being said, I'm going to finish my degree and plan on completing my final year of eligibility at another school next season." Pemsel said, "I wish my teammates the best of luck in the future and appreciate everything the University of Iowa has done for me." Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey said, "Cordell is graduating this year, and I can't thank him enough for the contributions he's made to our program over the past 4 years. He was a valuable teammate on one NIT and two NCAA tournament teams, all while overcoming three major surgeries over the last 6 years. McCaffrey says Cordell is a beloved Hawkeye Nation, and he has my complete support in the coming months during this transition. Pemsel is 6'9", 248 pounds. He played 96 career games on teams that averaged 19 victories over the last four seasons. The native of Dubuque averaged 5.9 points, 4.3 rebounds, and 1.2 assists. Elsewhere in college basketball news, North Carolina State's NCAA case involving recruiting violations tied to former Wolfpack one-and-done star Dennis Smith Jr. has been recommended to go through an independent investigation process created for complex cases. The process includes independent investigators and decision-makers with no direct ties to NCAA member schools, and rulings cannot be appealed. The NCAA has alleged ex-assistant Orlando Early provided Smith and his associates with about $46,700 in impermissible benefits, including $40,000 that a government witness testified that he delivered to Early, intended for Smith's family in 2015. In the NBA, a unique Hall of Fame class will be announced today in a unique way. Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett are all expected to be officially announced as part of the 2020 class of enshrinees by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. The selections are typically revealed at college basketball's Final Four, but of course, with sports shut down because of the global coronavirus pandemic, the announcement will be televised from ESPN's studios in Bristol, Connecticut. Bryant, Duncan, and Garnett, with a combined 11 championships and 48 All-Star seasons between them, are all first-time finalists and locks to be in this class. There are five additional finalists alongside Bryant, Duncan, and Garnett: Tamika Catchings, Rudy Tomjanovich, Eddie Sutton, Barbara Stevens, and Kim Mulkey. In NFL news, the Chiefs and wide receiver Sammy Watkins have agreed on a restructured one-year contract that gives the franchise much-needed salary cap relief. That's according to a person familiar with the deal who spoke with the Associated Press on Friday. That person said Watkins will make $9 million in base salary, but that incentives could drive the total package to $16 million. More important for the club, the deal will give the Chiefs about $5 million in salary cap savings ahead of the NFL draft. The Detroit Lions have agreed to terms with free agent cornerback Darrell Roberts. Roberts spent the past four seasons with the New York Jets. He started 10 games in each of the past two seasons. The Lions also acquired cornerback Desmond Trufant this offseason. A lawyer representing retired NFL players alleges the players' union stonewalled his clients when confronted with questions about whether their Social Security disability payments would be affected by before the labor agreement was narrowly ratified last month. Attorney Ben Mieslis told the AP that email exchanges between his clients and the NFLPA show the union refusing to provide responses to direct questions regarding the status of their disability benefits before and after the CBA was presented to its players for a vote on March the 5th. The NFC champion San Francisco 49ers have signed two 9-year pros to 1-year deals in free agency. One of them is Travis Benjamin. He's a wide receiver and punt returner who played the last four seasons with the Chargers. The Niners also signed offensive lineman Tom Compton, who was with the Jets last season. Chicago Bears declared the quarterback competition between Mitchell Trubisky and newcomer Nick Foles. General manager Ryan Pace says both players are embracing the battle that will play out whenever the offseason workouts finally get underway. Days after the NFL revealed its hopes of conducting a normal regular season and playoffs, its chief medical officer is warning that nothing is a certainty during the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Alan Sills, a neurosurgeon, has been with the NFL since 2017, says he and other league and team medical personnel have been in constant communication with health officials throughout the country, looking at the same data they are using to make public recommendations. The NFL also has consulted with other major sports leagues and the players' union. In other developments related to the pandemic, the Preakness is looking for a new date for the Triple Crown race normally held on the third Saturday in May. The owners of the Pimlico Racecourse and the Maryland Jockey Club have also decided to cancel the infield party on race day. The Preakness usually draws more than 100,000 fans, most of whom gather on the infield. The Kentucky Derby was previously postponed from May 2nd to September 5th. Cheltenham Festival organizers in England have defended their decision to go ahead with the meeting last month after fears were raised that more the mass gathering of people for the annual horse racing event helped to spread coronavirus more widely around Britain. More than 250,000 racegoers attended the four-day event in southwest England despite the pandemic having forced the cancellation of other major sporting events at the same time. A number of people have reported on social media that they attended the festival and went on to develop coronavirus symptoms. However, a spokesperson for the Cheltenham Racehorse said the festival went ahead under the government's ongoing guidance. The U.S. Tennis Association says it's best not to play the sport right now because of the coronavirus pandemic. The USTA called it in the best interest of society to take a collective pause from tennis. The statement from the organization that runs the U.S. Open Grand Slam tournament says there is the possibility the virus could be transferred among people via sharing and touching of tennis balls, net courts, court surfaces, benches, or even gate handles. The U.S. Women's Open is moving from the end of spring to the middle of December. The USGA says the Women's Open at Champions Golf Club in Houston is moving from June 4th through the 7th to December 10th through the 13th. The LPGA has also postponed or canceled the next five events on its schedule. All but the Pure Silk Championship are getting new dates later in the year. And that is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.